We're talking about agriculture issues on National Ag Day. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're home to 68,500 farms here in Wisconsin, and they sit on 14.3 million acres. Farmers, let's hear from you. How are your farm operations doing? What would you like to tell the secretary designee about the situation on your family farm? We're at 800-642-1234. Brad Paff is the secretary designee of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He previously worked for U.S. Representative Ron Kind and also oversaw the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency. Secretary Paff, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here, Kate. It's a tremendous honor. And good morning to all the hardworking men and women right now who are in our dairy barns, our milking parlors, feeding our young stock.
Well, you know exactly where we find them each morning, for sure. We've heard some cows listen to us, and we appreciate that. So you've worked a few different roles in the agriculture industry. You previously were Wisconsin Executive Director of the Farm Service Agency. How will your experience enable you to serve the needs of Wisconsin farmers?
Well, thank you for that question. Wisconsin family farmers are extremely hardworking, resilient, dedicated individuals. But over the last 4 years, they've experienced extremely low prices on all commodities, may it be organic or may it be conventional. And first thing I just want to say is this, is that I'm from the farm. My family have been farmers since they came to this country in the late 1800s. And I understand the way of life. I understand the dedication. I understand the work ethic. I understand the identity. And I'm going to listen. The most important thing I can do is listen. The most important thing I can do is let people know that I am an advocate, that I will hear their concerns, I will share their concerns with legislators in the state capitol, with the governor and the governor's senior leadership team, and with our federal policymakers. I'm going to do everything I can in order to make sure that those men and women that are out there right now milking those cows and feeding the young stock know that they have an advocate. They need that. They deserve that.
And you were going to talk about suppressed prices here in a moment. You were nominated for the job of Secretary of the Department of Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection in December. And what have you prioritized and accomplished in the past few months on the job?
I think the most important thing that we can do is we need to recognize the fact of how important agriculture, particularly dairy, is to this state. Agriculture provides an $88 billion annual economic impact to this state. Dairy alone makes up over $43 billion of that $88 billion annually. One out of every nine jobs in this state is tied to agriculture, either directly or indirectly. It is extremely important that all people in this state, all 5.7 million people in this state, recognize how important agriculture is, not just economically, not just for the food that that gets put on our table, but also what it means to our state when it comes to who we are, our heritage, our culture. And for those of us that drive cars, on our license plate, it says America's Dairyland. That's a tremendous statement, but that's a statement of pride. That's also a statement demonstrating of who we are as a people of a state. And I just want individuals to know that my number one priority is to make sure that we can keep our dairy industry and our agriculture industry strong. I want to find markets. Those markets may be local markets, farmers markets, CSAs. They may be national, international markets. Just 2 weeks ago, we here at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection had a team of individuals over in the Middle East, in Dubai, promoting Wisconsin agriculture products. The people of this world want Wisconsin agriculture products because there's value in that, not just the high-quality, nutritious food that people have the opportunity to put on their table at a very, very affordable price, but also they know the hard work that comes with that product. That's more than just a commodity. There's a story behind what's on the dinner table, and there's a story behind that, what's in that glass of milk. Yeah. there's a story. There's a story of people and a story of communities.
Well, let's get to some of those stories. Let's go to Owen now, joining us from Waiwega. Hi, Owen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Owen.
I want to take this platform and be heard, and hopefully this is going to, I'm going to get receive some good feedback from all the listeners regarding this topic. I'm a young beginning dairy farmer in the state of Wisconsin. I own cattle. I own some equipment. I have good credit. I've continually been denied financing through the USDA. I've got a Greenstone Farm credit as well, trying to get financing. Because I do not have a secure milk market for my milk, and I am employed on another larger farm, I am not been given the opportunity to borrow money and continue to invest in land and capital to become an owner of my own entity as a dairy farm owner. And that has become a real issue for me because I'm stuck working for lower wages for other people who, to be honest with you, I work 7 days a week. I work very hard, and I help this farm out tremendously with the work that I do. We're farming because we like cows. We actually enjoy the work, and we like the animals.
And Owen, I want to stop you right there because I see what you're headed at, I think. Why is borrowing really difficult for young farmers who want to get in the business?
Well, Owen brings up an extremely important point. There are a number of young people that want to enter farming. I have heard that from my travels over the last 2 months that I've been in this position. People want to farm. They want to get more involved in agriculture. So providing lending opportunities, the United States Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency, as Owen referred to, as well as our private lending institutions, when it comes to agriculture credit, Wisconsin obviously has a very strong credit rating. The last 4 years of low commodity prices have made it very difficult on the balance sheets. I would like to learn more, obviously, of what is happening there with Owen. I can say that we here at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, we have within our farm center and with our Division of Agriculture Development, do have a team of individuals that may be able to assist when it comes to trying to secure a permanent place for the milk that Owen's farm is producing. So, again, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and our Division of Agriculture Development is some place that I would encourage Owen to reach out to.
But
that number real quickly is 1-800-942-2474.
And we'll have that on our show page at WPR.org. I'm wondering, though, is it even feasible to get young farmers into the business who don't have a history of agriculture, who don't have other resources, land and so forth, and the combines?
Well, that's a very good question, and I will say the answer is yes. And I'm going to draw an example to the Governor Evers' 2019-2021 biennial budget. And he recognizes the fact that there's a number of individuals that seek to enter agriculture, to enter farming. And again, agriculture can be very, very, capital dependent. But there are lower cost methods. There is funding that's been proposed in the governor's budget when it comes to programs like grazing, which provides a lower cost path in order to enter into agriculture.
And we're going to get to the governor's budget in just a minute. We're talking with Brad Paff. He's secretary designee of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And you have a line to him at 800-642-1234. What would you like to prioritize? And what do you see in Governor Evers' budget impacting farmers? Join in, tweet us, WPR Mornings. We'll continue the conversation with him in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's National Ag Day. We're talking with DATCAP Secretary Designee Brad Paff here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin farmers are planning for the future of their businesses facing some serious economic headwinds. We lost 638 dairy farms last year, and that was really an unprecedented rate of nearly two a day. Most were small operations unable to survive milk prices. Have you had trouble finding buyers for your milk, cheese, or cranberries? Has agriculture oversupply had an impact on your family farm? Is your farm financially stable? Join in at 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Brad Paff is the secretary designee of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Brad, we lost hundreds of dairy farms last year, many of them small or moderate-sized herds. What is plaguing dairy farmers, and will we see that hemorrhage in 2019? Oh, I'm sorry, and Brad is apparently not with us right now. We just lost him on the line. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Don now, joining us from Trempealeau. Hi, Don.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm curious. Secretary-elect Papp just suggested that somehow DADCAP could create a permanent milk market for a producer. And I'm wondering how that can happen. I'm not aware the state of Wisconsin can provide any permanent milk market.
And Don, where do you work? What is your situation? Do you work on a farm?
No, I actually work for a capital equipment company providing equipment to dairy farmers.
What have those dairy farmers been telling you about their situation?
Everybody knows that the economy in general is depressed, and milk price has been depressed for an extended period of time. So they're struggling. Even the very efficient ones are barely able to make a margin, and the ones that haven't been able to become super efficient are losing equity.
Do you think providing some type of permanent stability, perhaps what they do in Canada on price fixing, might have an impact?
Well, I think Canadians would have trouble with calling it price fixing. I think we should look at all the options that are out there. I don't know that that's necessarily a solution for our market, but we should look for all the options.
Well, let's bring the secretary into this. We lost you there for a moment. Have you back? Don, in Trempealeau, works for an equipment maker supplying dairy farmers, and was wondering about how do you give more stability to the market?
Well, without a doubt, price stability and price uncertainty is one of the biggest concerns that we have in agriculture at this given time. We have a 31-member task force that was put together by former Governor Scott Walker and the UW System President Ray Cross. That group is meeting tomorrow on Friday, March 15th in Sheboygan to hear over 51 recommendations that have been brought forward, and some of those dealing with both federal and state issues. What can be done in order to address a number of issues, including the instability and the overall vitality of the dairy industry. Some of those proposals have been brought forward by those in the dairy industry do talk about what can we do at the federal level when it comes to pricing of milk, but what also can be done at the state level when it comes to issues around dairy research and dairy innovation. Consumer demand is constantly changing, but one of the things that's very clear, and that is that people seek dairy in their diet. We here in Wisconsin are very well equipped in order to meet the changing consumer demands. But again, the demands continue to keep changing as far as what the consumers seek.
Secretary, last year we saw an unprecedented 638 dairy farms go belly up. Will that hemorrhaging continue in 2019? What are you seeing, and what is going to stop it?
Well, there's continuing exiting of the dairy industry. Our milk production is staying steady or increasing. We're continuing to be a national leader when it comes to cheese production and other dairy products. But without a doubt, we are seeing individuals exit the industry, and that is having an impact on our rural communities. What can be done to stop that? There's a number of things that can be done. Most important thing that we need to do is we need to make sure that we have market opportunities. I mentioned earlier the importance of markets. We have to be able to have products available locally with all new markets, may it be farmers markets, CSAs, the local regional markets, to the international marketplace. We must be able to participate in all of those. Farmers need markets for their products. I will do everything I can here at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection to find those markets. Farmers also need to be able to generate income from that farm from different products or commodities. And I know a number of different farmers, obviously, in addition to producing high-quality milk, also, obviously, are in the beef market or in the grain market as well.
Well, let's transition now to another market. Let's go to Chris now in Adams with the question. Chris, hi.
Good morning. I would like to talk about hemp.
Yes.
I have two autoimmune diseases, and I would like to raise a patch. I have a significant yard. I would like to raise a patch of industrial hemp in my backyard to juice and manufacture my own CBD oil. Now, I'm confused about the law, and I suspect everybody is a little bit at this point. I found out that you guys have an office of hemp. So I called to find out what I have to do because I already talked to my local authorities, and they said, well, you probably have to get a permit. So nobody got back to me from your office, and I understand that I have missed the deadline, which I think is silly to begin with.
Well, and Chris, I have to stop you there because we're short on time. What is the process of growing industrial hemp?
Well, there's tremendous interest in this state in hemp. Wisconsin has historically been a state that has grown hemp in the past. Up until a little after World War II, we were one of the national leaders when it came to hemp for a variety of different industrial products. Now there's a lot of interest as far as hemp for the various the oil that can come from hemp. This past year in 2019, for the upcoming 2019 growing season, we've had close to 1,500 applications from growers and a little over 700 applications from processors that are seeking enter the hemp, growing hemp or processing hemp for this 2019 growing season.
Do you see this crop to be perhaps a silver lining for the state's agriculture industry?
I think that any time that we can give farmers opportunities in order to try and bring more income to the farm, I think that's a good idea.
Well, we still have just a few minutes here left on the phone, but I want to get to the issue of clean drinking water, which the governor has declared this year. Research has found that in some parts of the state, nitrate contamination in wells can be tied to animal waste, and the issue sometimes gets set up as farmers versus environmentalists. What can your department do on the issue of water contamination?
We're all in this together. We need to have a balanced approach when it comes to this. We have to have everyone at the table. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, we will be at that table. We will make sure that, obviously, we will work with our partners. We will work with private landowners. We'll work with farmers. We're going to work with our county and town governments. We're going to make sure that everyone is at the table. I just quickly want to share the fact that I think that there's ideas, obviously, that can be brought forward at a local level as well in order to, recognize, the different landscapes that we have within our state. Right now, we've got something called a producer-led watershed protection program. In the governor's 2019-2021 biennial budget, he's seeking to increase that. That is something that we bring all partners together. Remember, we always need to remember the strength and the diversity of thoughts that we have in this state. But water is important to all of us. The governor has declared 2019 the year of clean drinking water. Let's never forget the fact that three out of our state's four borders are made up of water, from the north in Lake Superior to the east in Lake Michigan, and obviously in the west with the Mississippi River and the St. Croix River.
Well, very quickly here, chronic wasting disease. I want to get your take on this. DACAP works with the DNR to monitor and regulate. There has been some back and forth on the rules in place to combat chronic wasting disease. What do you know? What can DACAP do about this issue?
Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection works closely with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. We will continue to work closely on this to make sure that we can combat this disease, that this disease does not spread, that we can continue to keep, obviously, joy and enthusiasm that many of us have when it comes to the fall and our outdoor hunt. We need to make sure, obviously, that people can have confidence that, when they have the opportunity to enjoy the great outdoors and go hunting.
Secretary Paff, thank you for joining us. Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection with us there, Brad Paff. He previously worked for U.S. Representative Ron Kind and also oversaw Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency. Up next, we look at the two crashes of the Boeing jets. You're with us on the Ideas Network.